Well, welcome back to Riding 365. If it's your first time, this podcast is dedicated to helping and encouraging others to find the ability to rise each new day they are given. Rising every day is such a struggle for so many, myself included. So I hope what you hear in these episodes will be what helps you rise 365 days a year. I'm Mike Pena. We are in episode 10. It's crazy how fast these go. So 10 weeks we've been recording episode, and this episode is called Eyes Wide Open. It's actually an episode that is going to come directly from a morning devotional that I read every morning called Our Daily Bread Devotional. And you can find this devotional almost anywhere in any church. It seems like it has it in the lobby, but you can go to ourdailybread.org and you can have it shipped to you. It comes in 3 month cycles. You have large print, small print. You can get the app. You can download the app. All the information to get your Our Daily Bread devotional will be in the show notes. It is actually today's devotional. It is actually Wednesday's April 10th devotional. And it says this, the opening verse and teaching verse comes out of Isaiah 42, 5 through 9. It says, I will make you to be a covenant for the people and to open the eyes that are blind. With Our Daily Breads, the title of today's, they have a title and a story that goes with them. And today's, that's kind of where I got the title for Rising 365's episode for today's episode of Eyes Wide Open is called Eyes to See, and it's written by Amy Boucher Pye, P-Y-E. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Amy Boucher P-Y-E, Eyes to See, and it goes like this. Genevieve had to be the eyes for her three children, each born with congenital cataracts. Whenever she took them into their village in the Republic of Benin of Western Africa, she strapped the baby onto her back and held on to the arm and hand of her older two, always looking for danger. In a culture where blindness was thought to be caused by witchcraft, Genevieve despaired and cried out to help for God. Then a man from her village told her about Mercy Ships, a ministry that provides vital surgeries to honor Jesus' model of bringing hope and healing to the poor. Uncertain if they could help, she approached them. When the children woke up after their surgeries, they could see. God's story has always been about coming alongside those shrouded in darkness and bringing his light. The prophet Isaiah declared that God would be a light for the Gentiles. He would open eyes that are blind, restoring not only physical sight, but spiritual vision as well. And he promised to take hold of his people's hand. He restored sight to the blind and brought light to those living in darkness. If you feel overcome by darkness, cling to hope as you embrace the promises of our loving Father while asking for his light to bring illumination. Isn't that an incredible story? In each daily devotional, it leaves you with some questions to ask yourself. And the questions for today is, has God opened your eyes physically or spiritually? Question number two, how can he remove the blinders you may have? Those are questions for us every day to ponder as we seek to rise each and every day. You know, there may be blind spots in our lives. We struggle with darkness in our lives, making it difficult to meet the new day. This story gives us hope that he will make you to be a covenant for the people, and he will open your eyes. Man, that he will guide you. He will literally take your hand if you allow him. He will guide you out of your bed, out of the darkness, and into the light of the new day. Because he's got something amazing for you. It could be, you could be this man in this village encouraging someone else, saying, hey, there's help out there. And you can say, man, that help that's been encouraging me each and every day has been Jesus. People need to know. You know, I think I shared this last week. There's no amount of medication, meditation, or rehabilitation or restructuring that a person can do in their lives. All that eventually runs its course and we're led and left into exhaustion. But when we allow the Lord to take us by hand, He restores us not only physically, but spiritually as well. That's my encouragement for you in today's episode, that you live with your eyes wide open to see the beautiful and the glorious work that Jesus is doing and seeking to do in your life, to encourage you to rise. So think of those questions again. How has God opened your eyes physically and spiritually? There are moments in your life, even if you're not a believer, and this is your first episode. Hey, I'm a Christian, and I'm not ashamed to say that. For so many years, I've struggled in depression and anxiety due to PTSD and all that stuff. And I tried to do the medication and the meditation and the serving and doing and the giving and the discipline, but I was left exhausted. It wasn't until I gave over the anxiety and the depression and the struggle, but it allowed Jesus to do His thing in my life where rising wasn't such battle anymore. So maybe that's where you're at today. You need Jesus to be your alarm clock, your guide, your reason. And then ask Him that second question. How can He remove the blinders you may have? Only He can do that. Be humble enough, be open enough with your mind and your heart that God, if there's something in the way, remove those for me. Again, Our Daily Breads ends with a positive and uplifting prayer, and I want to share that with you. And the prayer for today's devotional is, Heavenly Father, You desire that no one would live in darkness. Release Your love on those who are blinded in any way that they may see. Well, Rising 365 listeners, that's my encouragement to you. Right there in that prayer is that the Lord would live in you and the darkness in you would be brightened by His light. And there would be nothing blinding and hindering you and keeping you down. And that rising each new day is a joy and a gift. Again, if you would like to find Our Daily Bread devotionals, you can find that information in the show notes. Well, thanks for pressing play. I look forward to you finding encouragement each episode to rise each new day you are given. To support this podcast, you can do that by booking me as a speaker for your upcoming conference, school assembly, youth group, Bible study, or any special event where I can bring this encouragement of being able to rise 365 to those that need it. To do that, to get me to your event, to shoot me a message, or you can send me an email at rising247365@gmail.com. You can also press like and share and even rate the podcast on whatever platform you listen from. Until next time, I'm Mike Pena, encouraging you to rise and meet the gift of a new day, for you were meant for this moment.